What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. We're gonna get things moving tonight with Slaughter and the Dogs and Situation.
Slaughter and the Dogs.
How's everybody doing out there? Thanks for hanging out with us on Pogo City motherfucking radio. I'm your host, Andrew fucking Bedlam. We got a good show planned out, a great motherfucking show planned out for you guys tonight. We got a packed fucking house, and we got more fucking people and more fucking guests coming. I'm a little drunk. I'm a little fucked up. Let's have a motherfucking party. I see some of the guests. No, I don't see a guest. I see that dirty, smelly, son of a bitch, goddamn, you stink. Get away from me, Josh.
Go fuck yourself, you fucking asshole.
That's right. So, Josh, I thought you were going downstairs to let Jimmy from Clerical Error in. What happened with that? Yeah, you're on.
Yeah, he you know, I actually just went down there to send a couple of text messages, and, you know, he didn't show up, and I'm sure that he can, you know, find his way up the stairs.
Yeah, I know. He's been here plenty of times, but you had to leave to send text messages?
Yeah, because, you know, I have, like, severe ADHD, and all y'all were distracting me.
That's a fake made-up disorder.
No, well, all of the fidgets, this fidget, well, maybe
get
I should,
Josh a fidget spinner.
And a romper. And
yeah.
What else? And a bait pen. Get me a fucking bait pen.
Right. Now, that other voice you're hearing is Sean motherfucking Bedlam.
What?
Sean, how the fuck you doing?
Is up. What the fuck is up, Pogo City?
Sean, I feel like you're never here. I feel like I haven't seen you in weeks.
I was here last week and the week before that.
I don't really remember last week's
show. I'm here like 90% of the time, Andrew.
Dude, I was fucking last week.
I mean, I'm not usually here. Like usually you guys do one show before I show up. I usually show up around 8-ish. You guys start at like 7 or whatever it is. But I'm usually here like almost every week. Is it?
I think you're lying, dude. I feel like
am
you're
I lying?
Here.
Am I lying?
Jesse's lying, right?
He is definitely lying.
So how you doing?
How am I lying? How am I lying, Jess? How am I lying?
You're here as much as you can possibly get here. I'll give.
Am
him
I
that.
Here? I'm here like mostly every week.
Don't
am
mind
not?
Sean.
No,
he just has
no,
a little sand.
Not every week.
In his
maybe
vagina.
I would say,
fuck you,
okay,
Andrew.
I
it
would
was
say
sawdust.
1 week out of the month.
Sean
just has a little sand.
Well, I think that
Sean
Andrew
has sand
in
his
back.
It's sawdust. It's not sand.
It's sand.
It's sawdust.
You got sand
sand
in your pussy.
And sawdust in his
no,
vagina.
Just
or
sawdust.
He has his panties in a bunch.
That too.
Why are you guys talking about man glitter that way?
and sexy Audrey Anarchy.
Audrey, yeah.
Thanks for gracing us with your presence two consecutive weeks. It's got to be a record for you.
No problem. Sorry. I get a little bit confused sometimes.
That does not surprise me at all. And I see
it was awesome. You made that fucking emoji on the Pogo City radio. Jesus. Fucking.
Yeah, yeah. The eyes covered, head shaking, yeah. Smiling. When Audrey said,
I was like, I'm coming over Thursday. Oh, no. I'm not. Friday. I have an appointment.
No, I'm coming over Thursday.
I'm coming over Friday.
Maybe I'll come
no,
over
I'm not.
Yeah, Audrey. That's pretty much you to the T. Jess said Audrey's coming over. I said, I believe Audrey will come over when I see her here. And that's about it. But you brought a little friend tonight. Now, I've met Matt a couple times. First time
this
Matt's on Pogo City.
Matt.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Talking that mic,
getting
Matt.
That shit, dude.
Hello?
There you go. There you
hey,
go.
Hey, so you got a nickname or what?
He better have a nickname.
We usually ask that
Matt
question.
Tone.
Maddie?
Maddie Ice?
My sister calls me Maddie sometimes.
You gotta
Maddie
talk
Ice.
In the microphone, though.
Sorry.
There you go.
Yell at that fucking microphone, dude.
Yeah,
Maddie.
No, like,
I don't know if Maddie.
All right, I'm gonna call him Devil.
No,
Matt.
You can't. What? Like,
oh, wait,
no,
Devil.
No, no,
John.
No, no, no. That's John. That's John.
That Halloween
John's
party.
That's John's name. We can't
no,
do that.
No, he dressed up as a devil for Halloween when he, we,
yeah, but
when
we
I met him.
But John is Devil John, and he's been Devil John forever.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Devil Matt 2.
See, Matt was there. Matt was there.
With the Romans, too.
Matt was there when Audrey was dressed up as a female Droog or a female Alex.
A
with them butt cheeks hanging out in that fucking outfit and won the Pogo City slutty Halloween costume. Contest.
Sean Bedlam likes this.
I'm voting that we call Matt Mephisto.
Mephisto.
Why?
The devil's brother, Satan's brother.
There you go.
There you go. Matt Mephisto. Matt,
yeah, Matt
how the
Matt
fuck
Mephisto,
you doing?
Because there's already a devil John.
Matt's
so.
Over there like, what the fuck are you guys talking about?
I have no idea what's going on. Like, I didn't know there was going to be microphones. I didn't know about any of that.
You guys have put me on the spot here.
I was like, yo, do you want to go to like a punk rock show tonight? And I was like, sure. Welcome to the club, Mephisto, Matt.
So do you listen to punk rock or like, no? Not really. What are
I
you into?
Like all types of music.
All types of music.
I'm like really into.
I
Justin
hate when
Bieber.
People say
like,
that.
No,
I'm sorry.
Don't like
no,
you.
You're not.
I take that back. I take that back.
Like
okay.
No, Josh. No, Josh really likes Justin Bieber.
Oh, I know where.
He told me
can we
when you guys
were
all out of the room.
Card?
He's like, no, Sean, don't tell anybody.
Please.
But.
All right. Well, talking about punk rock.
Sorry, I thought it was wild card time. Definitely wasn't.
You guys. Let's remind you guys that we got Blank 77 and the Dwarves lining up at the Stone Pony on the beach, Asbury Park, New Jersey, a club show to kick off punk rock bowling on the East Coast. So make sure you guys get there on Friday. I believe it's June 9th. This coming Friday. It's like tomorrow or some shit by the time you guys hear this show. So come see Blank 77 and the Dwarves at the Stone Pony. $20. Get there and buy us some motherfucking goddamn booze. Buy the Pogo Crew some motherfucking goddamn booze. Get your asses down to Blanks and the Dwarves. And thanks for hanging out with us on WPDG, Reading, Easton, Peaburg. We're going to get a little bit of Blank 77 queued up for you now, and let's do a little bit of Losing My Brain.
It's only June
2nd. Come suck my cock, motherfucker.
authentic in your face punk.
That was Blank 77 on. They'll be opening up for the Dwarves next weekend at the Stone Pony. The Dwarves are still the best band ever.
To save the ozone and the earth and all the creatures, sand and surf. This world is full of things to do, and yet it always come back to, let's just get high and fuck some sluts. Do what we will, not what we must. Forever stuck in stupid lust. So what? Let's just get high and fuck some sluts. A cure for cancer and for AIDS. To volunteer in fire brigades. Home for aged and infirm. How come we never ever learn? Let's just get high and fuck some sluts. Do what we will, not what we must. Forever stuck in stupid lust. So what? Let's just get high and fuck some sluts.
And fuck some sluts! Audrey's throwing shit at Josh right now. But we're gonna have to do a little bit of twofer and do a little bit of Dwarves backseat of my car for Sean.
Multiple times, like a bunch of times.
We fucked in the backseat of our car.
I fucked in the backseat of my car.
All right, look, about 20 minutes ago, I was really pissed off. Now I'm just really fucked up. So what the fuck is going on? I'm Pogo City, motherfucking radio. I think we got, where the fuck is Jimmy at? Like, Jimmy's supposed to be here.
He was supposed to be here, I guess.
We're supposed to talk about the new demo.
Hey.
The new comp, I mean, whatever. Yeah. Some recording.
Which comp is that? I know what you're talking about.
Don't ask me, because I don't know yet. But Jimmy will be here.
All right, so when he gets here, he can plug it.
We do have another comp to promote, and that's Vicious Mistress Records, Psycho in the Street, Volume 2. Now, you guys know Vicious Mistress Records. We had Taylor from the Damn Broads and Vicious Mistress Records on a couple weeks, months. I don't fucking know. Go back in the archives.
It was like a month and a half ago. Maybe. I think it was back in April, because I remember listening
Mistress
to the show.
Pogo. Vicious Mistress Pogo. Go find that shit. Vicious Mistress always putting out great comps, great albums. The Damn Broads, Psycho in the Streets, Punk in the Streets. There's more that I don't remember the title of, but I wrote about them over at PogoCityRadio.com. So head over to PogoCityRadio.com now and check out the Vicious Mistress catalog post. And in the, I don't fucking know where the fuck I am. Look, right? At first, there wasn't enough shit to get fucked up on, and now there's plenty. So let's do a little bit of Fuck the Radio with the Potato Pirates.
Fuck the radio. I just threw up in my mouth.
And that was the Potato Pirates on... Thanks for hanging out with us on this show of Controlled Chaos. We got to remind you guys to come chill with us in person. Oh, holy shit. August 26th at the Alternative Gallery with Blank 77, the Oi Scouts, the Parasitics, the Damn Broads, Video Massacre, Sick 86, and Clerical Error. And we got Mr. Jimmy of Clerical Error, who just moseyed on into the studio a bit late. Jimmy, how the fuck are you?
What up, what up?
What's up, Jimmy? Thanks for stopping by, my man. Now, I've been told you're here to promote some new compilation.
That is correct.
And what compilation would that be?
It's called Beer Soaked in Pissed. It's
hell yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I knew about that fucking comic. I couldn't remember what the hell it was called.
Yeah, we're going to finish making the tapes tomorrow. I made 200 of them, but I sold 125 already.
Damn, there you go. Yeah. So get them while they're available. Only 75 left.
Yeah, only 75 left.
Now, Jimmy, while you're here,
yes.
I feel like this would be entertaining. Now, the last time, my brother, Black Zach, Double Z Tyree, was here. He had to leave my house.
What? He was here and he didn't fucking call me?
Oh, no, he definitely called you. Let's hear the rest of the story.
Wait.
He was here and he left my house and he told me he was going to your bachelor party. Except I hear that Jack got really drunk at this bachelor party. But let's hear the real story about what happened at this bachelor party.
I thought you meant like this was like last week or something.
No. Let's hear the story about this bachelor party happened.
Yeah, it wasn't really a bachelor party. It was actually when my band made our first split with Terminate This. It was basically just sitting in a living room making tapes and putting like the inserts together. And Zach helped, and he sat there and he drank an entire case of Lion's Head. And,
yes!
And puked,
and
puked in my drummer's living room and then left.
And then Zach called me and was like, dude, I don't understand what the fucking problem is. It's a fucking bachelor party. People are supposed to get drunk.
Okay.
And Jimmy's like, no, dude, it was never a bachelor party. No one was supposed to get that drunk. Zach just came with beer and got really shit-faced and puked all over everything. And Zach,
like he
day,
always does,
swears to God that it was a bachelor party.
Okay, listen. All right, it was like a couple days before my wedding, but it wasn't a fucking bachelor party. It was like a typical Friday night. And
that's a typical Friday night.
Yeah, and the worst part is that like he didn't tell anybody, and there was a fire in my drummer's backyard, and we were standing around the fire, and he finally got off the couch and came out. And I remember, like, being like, oh, yeah, we'll go inside later. And he was like, yeah, you're going to go inside later. And I was like, yeah, what the fuck does that mean? And he's like, oh, you'll find out. And I'm like, what, did you break something? He's like, no. And then Cassie showed up with my wife, and he's just like, oh, I got to go. See ya. And that was it. He left. And
Cassie's Zach's wife.
Yeah, yeah. And keep in mind that my drummer has never met Zach before, ever. This is the first time he met the guy, and he just... puked in his living room and didn't tell anybody.
Like on the floor, on the couch,
that sounds
on the floor.
Like, yeah, that
on the floor,
like that.
And like it was bad because my drummer was like, he was like, I don't know what he ate, but like it was like clogging up my sink and shit when
Zach.
I was trying to clean it. Yeah,
my stomach is bothering me already. You don't have to tell me about Zach's puke.
That story.
That story just reminded me
of another Double Z Tyree story, especially when you were going, yeah, you're going to go inside, because I know that exact tone coming out of
you. Arrogant motherfucker.
So let's rewind. Let's rewind to Andrew Bedlam, I don't know, being about 17. So we're talking like 12 years ago, all right? Living at my mother's house, right? It's about 2 o'clock in the morning. There has been a bottle of Jack Daniels killed, okay? And a couple beers. And we may have been bar hopping, all right? So the night comes back. Now, this was before the lovely rude girl Jessica was in the picture. And I had these two lady friends, right? And I was talking to the one lady on the phone. And Zach started screaming, we're going to make fake names here. Tell Melissa I said hi. But I was screaming it drunkly in the background. But I wasn't talking to Melissa. I was talking to her arch enemy, Tammy, who was really mad to hear about this. So I got mad about that. And
classy names.
Then I was talking to Tammy later that night, and that son of a bitch, Black Zach, screaming, say hi to Melissa, and fucking me over again. So now I'm real mad, and I got a box of Cheez-Its in my hand, all right? And I loved my fucking Cheez-Its, and I still do to this day.
It's I'm fucking this- annoying. He's like a three-year-old with his fucking snacks.
Yeah, Cheez-Its are the shit. All right.
I'm eating this box of Cheez-Its, and this motherfucker in my goddamn bedroom tries to snatch this box out of my motherfucking hand after he just cock-blocked me out of two chicks and got me in trouble with both of them, right? So he takes these Cheez-Its out of my hand. I'm like, motherfucker, and I grab these Cheez-Its back. Zach now looks at me like he's going to hit me, and he goes, oh, so those are your Cheez-Its, huh? I'm like, yeah, motherfucker. Those are my Cheez-Its. He goes, oh, those are your Cheez-Its? I guess this is your room. I'm like, yeah? And he's like, oh, so this is your whole fucking house then, isn't it? I'm like, yeah, you stupid son of a bitch. We're in my goddamn house. And I notice he's loading up to hit me, and he's drunk as shit, and he's slow. And I just deck him in the fucking face, and he drops. He goes to jump up on me. I swear to God, you can ask my mother and my father. Zach is screaming like a 10-year-old girl as I am on top of him, punching him, holding his arms down, telling him to stop being a bitch. Like a brother. Like Sean, like how you've beaten the shit out of Colin before. Just like that. I'm not really kicking his ass, but he's being a dickhead. And the motherfucker is drunk as shit. My mom comes in. I'm 17, mind you. Ripping me off of him. There's booze and who knows what the fuck else everywhere around. Right? And she's trying to pull us apart. I'm sitting on the couch, and this motherfucker keeps trying to jump at me, but keeps tripping and falling before he gets to me. All right? And
I miss hanging out with him,
Zach,
man.
You need to get the fuck over here.
Oh, yeah. He's in Germany, dude.
Yeah, the fuck he is. He's in Germany, and we're stuck here just scrolling through 500 channels with Audrey Anarchy.
Smoke crack, not Iraq!
Choking victim on... All right, now that was Choking Victim on Pogo City motherfucking radio. Now, my man Jimmy did not come empty-handed. He came, He came bearing gifts, and one of them,
many sperm flavored gifts,
is a track I have been dying to hear for probably literal years. All right, now the only place you can find this track is on Blank 77's Up the System 10-inch, green translucent vinyl. Pretty fucking badass, if you ask me. One of my favorite releases by one of my favorite bands. Now, somewhere on that B-side, you can find Blank 77 covering a rock and roll classic, Rave On, by Buddy motherfucking Holly. And here that shit is now. You know what? Let's just keep this shit moving right the fuck along and play another Blanks track. Here's Blanks covering Johnny Thunders with London Boys. Blank 77 on
Pogo City Radio.
All right, thanks for hanging out with us on WPDG, Reading, Easton, Pburg. We got a packed for you, packed house for you tonight. That's the lovely rude girl Jessica, the sexy Audrey Anarchy.
Hey, baby.
And why can't I hear Audrey?
And she's sexy. I want something better than lovely.
You've
like, come on.
Been the lovely rude girl,
I don't want to be lovely.
Hey,
I want to be.
Wait. I'm talking the microphone.
Is way better than sexy.
Lovely. Oh yeah. I'm fucking living in the 1930s. I want to be called lovely.
Jessica, having some jealousy on Pogo City Radio.
Well, no, I'm the most jealous here. I think that I'm the loveliest and the most sexy.
I ain't got no jealousy. All I know is that we should both be called sexy because we're both fucking sexy. That's all.
Cat fight!
Lovely is way way better than sexy.
Now that everybody can hear all of
it. I don't want to be lovely.
Blah, 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 blah.
Jessica, you're quite lovely. You're quite beautiful.
No, I'm not.
Quite
I'm rude. Reason. That's why my name's Rude Girl.
The lovely Rude Girl Jessica, the duality of man or of woman.
I don't care if you're rude.
Born
though.
To kill.
I love
peace.
I love you too, dude.
Audrey, I think you keep... That microphone has a switch on it, and I think you keep turning it off. All right. But in the meantime, while we Hello. Figure out the bugs with Audrey Anarchy's mic...
Hello?
Maybe she's there. Maybe she's not.
Like Schrodinger's
cat. We're not
going
to sound check live on the radio, though. So
sorry, everybody.
We're going to have to hold up. And Jimmy, why don't you tell us what we got queued up next?
This is a Claire Claire song. It's called Pizza or Hoagies. It's on the compilation we were just talking about earlier. Little known fact, it's totally a Video Massacre ripoff. Because
Video Massacre.
I love them, dude. They're really good.
We really like Video Massacre, so we try to write a song like them. So... I mean, awesome. Yeah. So
and you guys, Video Massacre just played at the Undead Show, and you can catch them with Clerical Error August 26th at the Alternative Gallery, along with Blank 77, the Oi Scouts, Parasitic, Damn Broads. There's a damn broad right in front of me right now. And
who's got a lighter?
Now if the microphone got fucked up, man.
No, you're in there now, Audrey.
Word.
I think you are.
Yes, bird. The bird is the word.
Shut up, Josh.
There I am, motherfuckers.
Yes. Now, Audrey earlier, for everyone that couldn't hear, was telling Jessica that lovely is better than sexy.
Lovely is better than
no,
sexy.
It will never be.
Lovely comes from the heart, man.
Exactly, right?
That's what I was thinking,
and
too.
And sexy's just a...
Sexy's just like...
Lovely
something
has
you say about somebody because you think they're hot, man.
Sexy's like
yeah,
a hoagie.
That's what I wanna...
Lovely is like...
A hoagie?
There's no feeling behind it. Like, that's not
that,
just...
That's weird, man.
I've seen some sexy sandwiches.
Lovely is definitely better. If I could throw my two cents in there.
Yes. So. I'm and glad somebody agrees with me.
I agree with you as well.
Thanks,
lovely
Audrey.
Is the whole package.
Everybody agrees.
Damn right.
Okay, we don't have to get into this, though, like that much.
Right.
So,
Josh, hit play.
Okay, let's get on something else.
Let's get
man.
Started with Clerical Error.
And that was Clerical Error on. All right, now Jimmy came over with some recordings. Hey, Peanut Gallery, hold up over there. Right. Jimmy came over with some recordings that I don't even have anymore of bands I was in. So we're going to have to check some of this out. So don't worry about that. They can't hear it. I'll get rid of it in a second.
The rest of us can't.
I got to go run over to the machine. Making the music. So, Sean, why don't you tell us a little bit about the band that's about to be played?
Okay, so this is me and Andrew's band back from circa 2001. I want to say when me and Andrew met up in ninth grade. We started a band. I had a drum set, never played drums before. And we started a band called Bedlam playing fucking Eastern shows and shit like that. And then we put out a fucking little five or six track album.
There you go.
Called
you
They
go.
Want You. And this is one of the tracks off of it.
And I believe this will be...
This was actually my first punk rock show. I think that
I feel like it was a lot of kids.
This was my first punk rock show too.
A lot of kids that we went to school with.
Everybody in this room, it was their first fucking punk rock show. So here's the motherfucking Bedlam Punks with Up With Anarchy. Back from ninth grade.
Pogo City Roots!
And that was the motherfucking Bedlam Punks on.
That was fucking Bedlam. Holy shit. Talking about digging in the fucking archives. Holy hell.
Yeah, right there. Right there, yeah. So I guess that's 16 years old and we were about the same age.
Yeah. This is like 2003. I don't know. It's like 14 years ago. We were like 16, 15, something.
Well,
I don't know.
Well, let's get to a song you might be a little bit more familiar with, and a band you might be a little bit more familiar with, that just recently did their reunion, I believe last weekend, in Sweden, with more to come. Here's the Devotchkas with Hip Hop Kids. We're gonna keep moving with the Dropkick Murphy.
Now hear me, all you victims. Come listen, gather round. For now, we'll tell the story of our brothers in the ground. One dead from the bottle, though he wouldn't harm a fly. He froze in a south end alley behind a gin mill left to die. And another died by the bullet at the hand of a sniper's gun. In the valley of Nanchang, for a war we never won.
All right. This is coming off Duffy's Cut, latest album, Killers on the Dance Floor. Make sure you pick this shit up, guys. A great one coming out of Philly. Let's check out The Judge on... Duffy's Cut. Hope you guys like that. That band coming straight out of Philly. Their first 12-inch release available on vinyl. So make sure you pick up Duffy's Cut, Killers on the Dance Floor. That was The Judge. Now, Jimmy, what other bands are on this comp that I'm holding in my hand?
Submachine's on it. That's probably the biggest.
Submachine. That's probably out of Philly too, right?
No, they're from Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, yeah.
Pennsylvania. It's the same thing to me. I don't give a shit if it's on the other
no,
side.
No, you'd be surprised.
Oh, yeah. Let's back up for a second. Pittsburgh's a cool fucking town. I'm not there. Philly's, you know, there.
I've never been to Pittsburgh, so
it's fucking cool, dude.
I've driven through there.
Pittsburgh's
I feel like
fucking cool town, dude.
I don't like going that far into Pennsylvania. I don't like being that far away from New Jersey.
Oh, dude, I'm the complete opposite. I like the further I get away from New Jersey, the more happy I am. Submachine's on it. USA Waste is on it. They're from Maine. Damn Broads are on it.
Damn Broads, catch them August 26th.
Yeah, Hate Trash is on it.
Hate Trash, catch them August 26th. Any other time we do a fucking show.
Video Massacre's on it.
Catch them August 26th.
Shut the fuck up, Andrew.
All these bands
are
playing August 26th.
Is that Meant Nothing playing August 26th too?
No, they're not.
Meant Nothing's on the tape. Hate to Say It's on the tape.
What tracks Hate to Say got? A new one or one off?
They have three. They have the song Hate to Say It. They have a new song called Motorcycle, and the first one I can't remember off the top of my head, but it's one I really like and I listen to all the time.
There you go. Well, I like Hate to Say It, and we listen to Hate to Say It all the time. And I actually had...
We play them a lot on
I actually had a Hate to Say It song queued up, so let me see if I can find that shit. And it's not Delinquent, even though I really love that song.
I played it way
too many times on Pogo City Radio.
I just want to say, I really like the song Hate to Say It because their like chorus is like, wake up, work, and get fucked up and sleep. And that's just like, that just seems like my life.
Yeah, I don't think I have that song. So we're going to go with I'm Still Drinking. Hate to say it. That was Hate to Say It, and you can catch some previously unreleased tracks of Hate to Say It on Jimmy's new comp, Beer Soaked and Pissed.
Can I have a request?
And what would that request be?
That Vibrator song you got right there.
London Girls by The Vibrators for Jimmy and the rest of Clerical Era. And the lovely Rue Girl Jessica, because I know she loves this song.
Supermarket to make me feel alright. London girls are pretty.
that was the Vibrators on Thanks for Hanging Out With Us on Pogo City Radio. Now, around here on Pogo City Radio, we got a little thing we call the Pogo City. And what that is when we play something a little off format, the Pogo City Wild Card, by request from Jimmy and Clerical Error.
Look out, Mr. Lawnman. This can be a fight. Each and every man want a one bite.
That was Toots and the Maytals for the Pogo City Wild Card. Now, Andrew, over on the couch where he belongs and usually wants to be, because that's generally where the most fun people are, up in Pogo City HQ, you got my man, that crusty, stinky, smelly fucking bastard, Josh, passed out
Josh,
on the one
okay,
mixer.
Man?
We woke him up. Yeah, he's trying to Josh, find...
He was passed out earlier. He's doing something
He's trying to find the play button on the CD player. He was definitely asleep on the mixer during the middle of the last two or three songs.
I think I found the play button. It's like a little triangle with like a little equal sign. Does the equal sign mean like equality or some shit?
It's a sideways equal sign and it means pause.
Oh.
You suck balls.
I thought
you suck balls. Like you teabagging son of a bitch.
Wait, who did I teabag?
Josh, next time you pass
I'm
out...
Sorry.
No,
I'm
you
gonna
got
teabag
Josh.
You.
You got
teabag. Rip on people.
Yeah, let's just rip on Josh.
Everybody teabagged your fucking forehead while you were passed out.
And we're gonna do it some more. Get a little bukkake, a little bukkake all over that smelly, stinky, crusty bastard, Josh. We'll make him real crusty. We'll make him real crusty up in Pogo City HQ tonight. No, dude, do not just press play, because Josh is going to press play, and we're going to get out of here for this hour with another Jimmy request, with I believe this is Poor Bastard off a demo or live or something, so Josh, hit play.
I hit play.
I'm waiting for it.
I hit play.
And, Josh can't find it.
All right, so so it's muted.
Let me do it. All
right, Josh, hit pause.
Josh, now hit pause.
No.
On the CD player. Hit pause now. All right, now restart track 20 with the little analog dial to the right of the machine.
Okay, people.
This is why I don't get to sit on the couch.
This is
why
I
don't get to sit on the couch
about.
With all the fun people.
It's on
Bono. No, God damn it, the CD
it's
player,
on Bono.
Not the turntable, it's and that would be Phono
Bono.
For phonograph.
Bono. Oh,
okay. So you're on pause on the CD player now, right?
And fuck you, too.
All right. All right, here it is. Here's the Bedlam Punks with Poor Bastard. Double Z Tyree on guitar. Andrew Bedlam on bass. I think this is Matt Finken on drugs. Drums. Rest in peace, Matt.
No, it's
here's
Matt.
Poor Bastard.
Yo,
I wrote this shit
too.
When I lived in my car
Andrew.
When I was like 17. So
yo,
fuck off
Andrew.
And die.
Nate's on it too.
Oh, and Nate Madalyn. The two dead Bedlam Punks. I don't know how else to put that. More the bad dead than alive, I think. So, shit happens.
That's crazy. That's great. That's great. That's a fucking bad.
And me and Zach were definitely the craziest, but we're the two that are alive. He has so much fun. Yeah, and I ran around singing with a microphone. Most bands don't have three dead members. That's all I'm saying. Definitely wrote this when I was like 17 and I lived in my car, and I just didn't have the shotgun. Yeah, we were living in this abandoned house on fucking St. Joseph Street, Southside. The show is over after this song. I got it covered, I'll be there. Sometimes we forget to mute them.